Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio down, I hear it's pop country. Oh, corporate jerk, sure, get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music bit.
Cause now it burns when I pee.
And you got your chickens, and you care about your chickens, and you go to sleep, you go, they tell you, what are you in the city? You say, you ain't moving to the city. They say, I'm moving to the city. You say, You say, who moving to the city? You say, shut up. And you go to bed one night, wake up next morning all alone, ain't no chickens around, man. Sound like this.
Put it in a tip jar.
Here we go.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 73 of It Burns When I Pee, called Free at Last. I'm free at last.
Thank God almighty, I'm free at last.
Hell yeah. First off, and BJ, Amish BJ, we have a new intro song for you, buddy. I hope you enjoy. Here he is, the Amish BJ. Buddy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Blake.
Did you like the bacon song?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck kind of reggae horseshit is this? And then I went, oh, it's about bacon, so it must be cool.
It's bacon. And here is the princess of IBWIP. The one and only Cold Beer Coley. My dear, how are you?
I've been better, my dear. I've been better. But we're doing this, and it's going to put me in a better mood, get my mind off things for a while, on my second beer. So we should be straight.
Well, I have something that'll make you feel much, much better. Alongside me in IBWIP Studios is the one, the only, Lone Wolf one-man band.
What's up, peoples?
Bruno is in the house.
Yeah.
Bruno!
And he only had to drive 8 hours to come see me.
That's it, just 8 hours.
No girl has even drove 8 hours to come see me.
Your mom special. Never drove that far to see you, Blake?
No, my mom would not drive. My roommate, no. Well, now that we got the gang all here, let's talk a little bit about what we heard first.
Yes, yes, yes. We heard... We heard first, the first song that you heard, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I'm trying to get into the flu. Was Downtown Chicken by Scott H. Byram, and that was followed up by Barn Burner by Split Lip Rayfield.
And you will notice this evening that there is a theme to tonight's show.
Right.
I like themes.
I like theme parties. These all are songs to do with chickens. Or roosters, or cocks, however you prefer to call it.
Cocks.
Nice.
I like cocks.
That's
what? What?
I got it recorded. Don't worry, BJ. That could be your new ring. That could be the new ringtone for the cell phone that you don't have.
Yeah, that could be.
Like every time she calls you, I like cocks.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Molly says. Molly,
you could save this. So when the divorce goes through, I have a leg to stand on.
Right. Molly always says, cock-a-doodle, don't. I got a really good story to tell you about that later on.
Okay.
But since we're just winging this, why don't you go ahead, BJ?
All right. I just want to let you know that you're listening on Mixlr.com and SilentStormRadio.com. And if you'd like, if you're listening on Mixlr, you can join the chat by going to www.silentstormradio.com, and about halfway down the page, you'll see in green letters, click to join the conversation room, come on in, create yourself a screen name, and talk to us.
You can
All kinds of shit goes on in the chat.
You can even talk to Bruno live. His code name is Miles in the chat.
He's very feminine in the chat tonight.
Right. Well, we're celebrating. We call it Free at Last. I'm Free at Last. And we're playing all cock songs for one reason and one reason only. The man himself, Peter, has been returned to IBWIP Studios. He is alive.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Thank gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, that was a little loud.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. So we're celebrating Peter's return. Now, for those of you that don't know, let's do a quick rundown. I'm going to make a long story short, right, Coley?
Yes, okay. Always.
So we had a statue. His name was Cocker, and we sent him around the country. He was having a great time, getting tattoos, getting drunk. He was in bed with a woman. And then all of a sudden, after about a year, he disappeared. So then
We even had him. We took him to the beach.
You took him to Gettysburg, yes. And he ate chicken with you guys, chicken wings.
Yes, he did.
Dirty, filthy cannibal.
Then we sent a search party out for him, and that was his gay cousin, Peter.
Right.
Well, Peter started off really well. He went, he was picked up at Muddy Roots last year by Tawny and Derek, and he began his journey throughout the country. But somehow he stopped, and if you listen to the last episode, we got a phone call from him, and he told us where he was. So he has been returned, and he is home. But let me tell you, folks, this is not a cock that's seen. This cock has seen better days. Bruno, do you think he's seen better days?
This cock looks like it's been pretty used up.
Like the dude from Three Dog Night, that they told him to stop using his penis or it was going to explode, and sure enough, it split like a hot dog in a microwave.
Like that, but like 10 times worse.
How is that possible?
So you're talking about like John Wayne Bobbitt, like cut off and then reattached.
And basically, okay, so anyway, his neck has been severed. His neck is 3/4 of the way cut off. I don't know how it stayed on. He got punched in the eye because he's missing. He got punched in the eye. And somebody scrunched up his tail. One of his wings is about ready to fall off.
He's seen better days, this cock.
So, here's what we're doing. We're celebrating his return, first of all. I'll put him right there for you, Bruno. Just to,
yay! You know.
I like to hang out with cocks.
Cock and balls. But, so here's the dilemma do we have. Do we send him back out, or do we just say, this shtick does not fucking work?
Send them out.
Bruno says, I'm taking him with me.
You're coming with me.
Me, personally, I'd be afraid he gets hurt a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it's time to, unfortunately, retire him. It's time to get a new toy.
He's saying,
I mean, no, cock.
I want to go see the world.
I only have a short amount.
Oh, short amount of time left in my life. Well, I think he wants to go see the world, but let's leave it up to the people in the chat.
Okay.
All right, and Gil, since you are the only responsible one in the chat room right now, you are responsible for keeping track. For the next 5 minutes, folks will vote to either stay or go. Stay home, retire, live the good life, or go out on the road, and Bruno can take him with him Wednesday morning. So, Gil, being the responsible adult that you are, for the next 5 minutes, you keep tracking. Everybody in the chat room, let us know what you think we should do. Sound good?
Yep.
All right. I'm glad he's back. Now, this is a question that I have. We've sent two cocks out through the mail. All right? Now, both times we've had issues.
Right.
We need to know somebody that works for the United States Postal Office or has worked for the United States Postal Office. Sorry, Bruno, that was right in your ears. Molly usually doesn't mind. Maybe we're doing something wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty screwed up. I'd really like to still know what happened to Cocker.
I seriously think that he was taken by a specific person, and I'm sticking to that story for the rest of my life. A certain person has him and is not telling anybody.
That could be, or he could have shacked up with what the hell's his name, that dickhead that we talked about last time.
Oh, the sweet
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh no,
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, he could be shacked up with Bubba the Love Sponge's ex slut.
You don't know who Bubba the Love Sponge is? He's from Tampa.
I wonder if he's tripping over my cord.
Never heard of him, huh? No, he's a radio dish. He 5 years ago he told me my show was awful. Yeah, on satellite radio in front of millions of people, he told me my life was awful. But yet, he whored his wife out. Oh, there's an update on that. Not only did Hulk Hogan do a sex tape, but there's been numerous other people's names that have been dropped, along with Tony Stewart. That's my boy. That's my boy. I don't... Oh, well. You get snatched any way you can.
Yeah.
So, tomorrow is a very, very important day in United States history. And if you have a Facebook page, you're probably tired of hearing about it.
Yes.
Yes.
Tomorrow is Election Day.
Yep, yep.
Huh. I didn't even know that.
Bruno, who would you vote for?
I've never voted in my life. But I would vote for myself.
I'd vote for you, too.
That's good. You should have did a campaign. It's a little late now.
Too late. But I don't know, man. I think Obama, I am the least political person you'll ever meet in your entire life.
So are all
But I think that Obama is just trying to cover up for what Bush did.
Clean up the mess.
He's cleaning up the mess, and it's going to take a lot longer. So even if he's not back in office, I think that if somebody else gets in there, they're just going to have to cover up Bush's shit anyway,
right,
too. So anybody can do it, really.
That often happens.
It doesn't matter.
You always got to clean up Bush. There's always Bush that needs to be cleaned up. Sometimes it's bloody. Sometimes it's stinky. Sometimes it's blue.
Blue waffle.
Blue waffle.
Blue waffle. And if you don't know what a blue waffle is, definitely go back and listen to the episode. So, Coley, I'm going to let BJ go last. But what are your thoughts on tomorrow? What are you going to do as a proud American living in the middle of Amish country?
Who, Nicole?
Yes.
I thought he was talking to me, but I wasn't sure. You know, sometimes I get lost in the mix here. me, I don't want either of the assholes in there. Neither of them. I would definitely vote for Bruno or a third party. So it's Bruno, Roseanne Barr, and what's the other guy's name? I always forget his name.
Gary Johnson.
Thank you. That's probably the guy that I would vote for.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Exactly. My point. Like, I was trying to put a post up, and my friggin' internet got lost yet again. But I said, the only way I'm going to do it and hold my nose, I'm going to have to vote for Mitt, because I know I'll be throwing my vote away if I vote for Gary.
Not necessarily.
Well, I don't know. I wanted to vote for Barr last time, and if I didn't, I probably could have, because the asshole got in there anyway.
Get your hands out of my fries. You ain't my bitch, nigga.
I'm not saying that word.
These Asians worse than the whites.
Oh, I'm not voting for him.
These Asians worse than the whites.
Asians are 10 times better than the whites. Have you not heard Gundam Style? I mean, come on.
So my point is, long story short, I'm guessing I'm going to have to hold my nose tomorrow and vote for Mitt. And then next time around, you know, I'll try to vote for a third party. And hopefully we can get a third party in there within the next 4 years. Because I think,
Yankee.
That's what this country needs.
Did Barack just call me a Yankee?
Dirty Yankee.
What the fuck?
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
I'm going to get Hulk Hogan up in that piece to take out a piece of him, Michelle.
I discovered that it didn't make any difference whether you smoked reefer in the white classmate's sparkling new van, or in the dorm room with some brother you'd met down at the gym, or on the beach with a couple of Hawaiian kids who had dropped out of school and now spent most of their time looking for an excuse to brawl.
Wow.
That's a stupid question.
All right. I will do mine next, because I want you to go last, BJ.
Okay.
I personally think that no matter who we vote for, they don't actually run the country. All the congressmen and all the legislation and all the big companies putting money into pockets, they run the show. So I am not going to vote at all.
Yes. Stupid cunt.
Hey, excuse me, Mitt.
That's a stupid question.
I'm not trying to return to Reagan Bush.
Reagan Bush.
Raging Bush?
Raging Bush. All right, BJ, this is your time. This all is right. Now of all the people that know anything in the group of us in regards to politics, BJ is going to be the sound mind and body.
All right, here it is. Now listen here. I'm going to get up on my soapbox, you know, maybe Berlin style, maybe. And nah, fuck it, I won't go there. But anyway, for me, it really shouldn't matter who the hell the president is. A president shouldn't have that much power. You could probably get Liam in the office, and it wouldn't matter if the thing was set up the way it was supposed to be. So tomorrow, I'm going to go in and vote for Keyboard Cat.
Bullshit.
Keyboard Cat will show us a new way in America.
Look at yourself before you pass judgment. Sorry, Barack, go ahead.
Hey,
sorry,
Barack,
go ahead.
Stop interrupting me, Barack.
Now you know that guy ain't shit.
I'm going to go all real American on your ass, man.
Bullshit.
Brother! That's it. Now I'm not voting for Barack.
Black folks are savages, and any contact with them breeds infection.
I mean, what?
To avoid being mistaken for such a sellout, I chose my friends carefully.
We have the worst timing ever.
I know.
I'm Barack Obama.
All right, so I'm sorry. You know how I get with soundboards. Go ahead and continue.
I know. And that one's funny. I did that one a whole day at work one time.
Well, I don't think anyone can disagree with that.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, God's honest truth. I go to vote every 4 years. Actually, every 2 years. And I signed up, and I know a lot of people are going to go, what the fuck? I was a Republican until about 4 years ago.
You're a dick.
That's what everybody's saying right now. But I seen the error in my ways, and I became third party. I'm a libertarian.
Bonjour. And,
unfortunately, now I get calls from both sides instead of just the one side urging me to come out and vote for their party. Now I get both sides calling me. Today, Nicole got a call from Mitt and Paul Ryan, and both of them used her first name.
Just hold on a moment. Go right ahead and shoot.
Hello, Nicole. This is Mitt Romney.
I am a Mormon.
Did it sound like
I wear
it's
my underwear
Saturday
up to my
morning.
Did it sound like this?
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm Mitt Romney. Yeah, I'm running for president. I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
I'm BJ Christie.
Out of my fries. You ain't my bitch, nigga.
I can't believe we used that on the show.
Buy your own damn fries. Trying to
You're
going to
get another voicemail about somebody wanting to drive by your house.
Trying to get laid. Now, you know that guy ain't shit.
All right, so who are you voting for then? I was too busy playing with the soundboard. I'm sorry.
I know. I'm voting for Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat it is.
www.keyboardcatforpresident.com.
All righty.
So, like, why are you not voting?
Because they're all a bunch of fucking, you know what? The only way I would vote is if I heard this.
Oh my.
You want to vote for George Takei?
Yes. Wow.
What the fuck was that?
That was a hot mess. I was not happy with the performance.
And I think Barack Obama's white half is very racist.
George Takei. Oh, yeah.
I need to get away from the soundboards.
Yeah. Bruno's probably going, what the fuck did I get myself into?
He just keeps looking over me and go, when does it get funny? Well, it's going to get funny the second half because the first half we always just warm up. The second half is where we kill it.
Oh.
That was not a soundboard. That was my Bruno soundboard. Watch. I'll push this button and...
Oh.
See? Here's another one of them.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh. All right, shall we hear some music?
Yes. How about The Mighty Rooster by Mr. Lone Wolf? Boom.
Oh, Rooster.
Mighty Rooster.
Oh, Rooster.
Oh, I'm sorry. I pushed the button. I wasn't. I'm sitting right next to him, and my timing is horrible. All right, so music it is.
Hit that note.
You're listening to IBWIP.com. Sorry, I was coughing.
It's all right. I like the dramatic pause.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Wakes me up in the morning. His lady's cooked me breakfast. My rooster lets me know when somebody is nearing. Built big and strong, head of the bone. Even that old bull is no match for this cock. When I'm needing money, he always flies a win. When I take him home, he sleeps with the hens. Wakes up every morning, cock-a-doodle-doo. Rooster, don't you know that this barn is all you? Keep me company, crowd is to please. Rooster, I sure will miss you when you leave. Every morning, cock-a-doodle-doo. Rooster, don't you know that this barn is all you? Wakes up every morning, cock-a-doodle-doo. Rooster, don't you know that this barn is all you? Oh, Rooster. Ah.
Pay attention, folks. Here is how you contact the show. We love your feedback, so get off your lazy asses and get a hold of us. You can email Blake at IBWIP.com, AmishBJ at IBWIP.com, and ColdBeer at IBWIP.com. That's my mom and dad. We also have a dial-in number that you can use to leave us a voicemail or call in during the live taping. Now program this into your phone. 1-203-429-4711. We look forward to hearing from you, and remember, boob pics are always welcome.
More booby pics! More booby pics! More booby pics! More booby pics!
Chicken, I found in my right, are we back?
We are back.
Bruno's got me all shook up. I don't know what's going on.
Is this your first show?
This is the first time I've ever done this show. I'm doing it live.
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just got done hearing the whole damn thing by those darlings, which, of course, talks about eating chicken.
I'm very hungry for chicken wings right now. If anybody's in the area, I would sure appreciate some.
Chicken.
Where's my chicken?
That's my soundboard. My Bruno soundboard. Here, here, watch. Ready?
Hey, man, where's my chicken?
In the middle of the night, he wakes you up in the middle of the night, stands over you and says,
chicken.
Chicken. Oh, well, it's that time again. This is now, Bruno, this is Coley's favorite part of the show. So okay. We
God damn it.
Now, the best thing to do is to do the opposite of what I say.
Okay.
Okay? Let her read it and don't interrupt her.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Go, Coley.
You can do it.
I think he might remember this from last time. Hold on.
I barely remember.
Let me get ready here. This painstaking feedback. There we go.
Oh, she opened up a beverage. This seems to help her. It takes her a little bit to get going. Hey, watch. This is my insulting Bruno soundboard.
What the fuck, man?
And the funny thing is, instead of pointing to him, I'm actually like pushing the desk. I'm like pushing my finger at the desk.
Fuck, man. Hey, wait, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, Cola, here you go. Fan feedback.
3, 2, 1. All right. Thanks for the dedication. I am honored to call you my family. Love y'all. And that was... Oh, yeah, I forgot this part. Sorry. P.S. Way to go, Derek, the king of MR 2012. Rosie. Thanks, Rosie.
Rosie.
I hope you're feeling better, baby.
We love you, Rosie.
Yes, we do. We love you very much.
We love her. Love her.
We love you. Love.
What did one volcano say to the other volcano? That was the next morning. It said, I lava you.
I lava you. I get it. I get it, Blake.
Fuck!
Fuck it!
I buckled an ad here in the paper that might interest you. Here, it says, 1, lengthy black teenager for sale.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead with the next one, Cole. I won't interrupt you.
All right. You are an amazing show host. I am listening to the Munley interview, and he is a difficult guy to interview, but you keep going with it. Hats off. Guys, gotta switch pages here. Hats off to you. I would have ended it so early. And that was from our champion of MR. Aw, thanks, Liam, for the kiss. Mr. Hobo, hiatus.
Excuse me, but aren't you aroused?
I love Cocker.
Hey, tell everybody good night.
Good night, Bruno. Good night, Blake.
Good night, Liam.
Good night, buddy. Go to bed.
All right, say good night, chat folks.
Good night, chat folks.
Later, little dude.
You know, when I die, I'm willing the show to him, and he's just gonna take the show on new level. He will. It'll be the Liam hour.
It would be more sick and twisted than we could have ever dreamed of.
Yes.
Yes.
I wish his voice would stay like that.
I know. Eventually his testicles will drop, though. That's when all the kids are no longer cute.
The testicles
yep.
drop.
Right. We're doing it live.
Okay. Was that it? Oh, no, we had...
We got one more, and this one's a little extensive.
It's a little extensive?
Yes.
Excuse me, but aren't you a grimy Mexican?
That's not funny.
That was very funny.
Okay, we got one. We got one more. Then we're gonna move. We got to keep the show going. I have a tendency to interrupt too much.
All right.
I'll show you. I'm going to get that wang.
Bruno's looking at me like. Stop. Okay, Coley, here you go.
Hey, little bitcher, go to bed.
That's what mommy says to me. Hey, little bitcher, go to bed. You know, do we need a filler? Or are we okay?
No, we're good.
All right, I'll do the filler after this.
All right, let's get this thing back on track here. This is some fan feedback. Thank you. I thought your show was one of the best ones ever. My favorite part was when you and Beej led Coley on a guided imaginary meditation of being banged by Hulk Hogan. I just wanted Coley to know that I closed my eyes for the whole thing and really felt like I was there in that room with candles and Hulk Hogan's triumphant thermos member. I felt the bang, baby. It's almost like Coley and I were getting to tag team the Hulkster.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I am going to masturbate to that later.
I know. I just kept reading it over and over and going, It was either that or think about Molly and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Oh! Hold on. Bruno soundbite. Okay.
Who needs that Shades of Grey book reading shit when you got some Blake guided Hulk fantasy porn with Beej saying penis and cock over and over? This was, in my opinion, one of your best, if not the best, segments on IBWIP ever. End of story. Good luck ever topping it. Since I loved it so much, I have included a little thank you gift of some high-end Asian erotic photography. Because it ain't classy to say porn. Thank you, thank you, thank you. By Miss Tawny K.
You had better be prepared to turn wet and messy.
That's what I say to Coley every time we go to bed. I'm like, you better be prepared to get wet and messy. Oh, my.
Oh, my. All right. Speaking of George Takei and Asian and all that good stuff, our good buddy Bruno is going to set up here, and we're going to play a quick game. Since you guys don't like Would You Rather, we're going to play Marry, Fuck, Kill. Does everybody know the rules?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Coley, there's another game that Coley doesn't like. Okay, we're going to play Marry, Fuck, Kill. We're going to do Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, and George Takei. Bruno, would you like to go first?
Sure. All right.
So who would you like to marry, fuck, and kill?
Okay. Marry, huh? Dang. Marry. I would probably like to marry... Man, I can't even answer that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to marry anybody right now.
Yeah.
To be absolutely 100% honest with you.
Can you fucking kill one of these three?
Oh, it's got to be one of these three people?
Yeah, you have to marry, fucking kill these three people.
Okay, these three people. Let's see.
Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, or George Takei?
I'd probably bang Mitt Romney. Just because, I don't know, I don't like the guy. So.
You're going to kill him?
Well, actually, I'd rape him.
Okay, so you fuck him.
It's better than killing him. Because you kill him, you get it over with. You rape him, he's traumatized for life. It makes him suffer a little bit more. You see what I'm saying?
That works.
I'd marry Barack Obama. And the other one, what is it? Yeah, I'd just kill George Takei just for the fuck of it. Nothing against him. But you got to go, buddy.
Oh, great.
Oh, okay. So we have, you're going to fuck Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Kill Barack Obama.
Not fuck him. I'm going to rape his ass.
You're going to rape. All right. Cold beer, but before Bruno gets the CIA after him, why don't you go ahead and go?
This is really hard because we could get into a lot of fucking trouble.
Yeah, the Secret Service could come.
Oh, my gosh.
I ain't scared of no Secret Service.
His name is Bruno. He lives at 127 Swamp Lane. Turn left. Turn left at the alligators.
My cousin lives there.
That's where I get my weed from.
That's where I get the large amounts of heroin. Do they have heroin in the swamp?
They have mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of
mushrooms.
Like
mushrooms.
Shrooms.
Shrooms.
I don't know anybody that's ever did shrooms.
Me neither.
All right, Coley, go ahead. Marry, fuck, kill Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, and George Takei.
This is going to get me into trouble, man.
Come on, Coley. You can do it.
You know what? I'm going to do it this way.
Well? All
right.
I thought it was a dramatic pause.
It was the dramatic pause, yes. You have to... Don't you know this by now? I'm going to marry Barack Obama.
Why?
Okay, I was waiting. Because I can make his life a living hell.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Fuck yeah!
Sorry, ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right?
Okay.
I guess I would have to fuck Mitt Romney because I can make that a nightmare as well.
You're a dick.
I know. And I'm sorry, George, but I'm going to have to kill you.
Hi.
Oh, my.
Wow, you are killing George Takei. I do not like how this is working out. BJ?
I'm going to save it all.
I got kids, man. I got kids.
All right, do you want me to go before you then, since you're going to give the big endo?
Sure.
Okay, I would fuck Mitt Romney, because he's kind of a handsome dude. I would kill Barack Obama, and I would marry George Takei, because nothing is better than being married to a gay guy for the rest of your life. You have the best of everything. Best food, best passionate heart, romance.
Why didn't I think of that?
You know, hang on.
That's how I was going to go, but I just couldn't.
Essentially, yeah.
There's too many secret bugs and service people. And
great. So when I go to prison, will you guys come see me?
Yes.
Bruno, you got to bring me cigarettes to save me from getting ass raped.
He'll rape your ass.
Then it'll be, oh, Mr. Podcasting Guy, now that you in jail, we're going to play Marry, Fuck, Kill. We're going to fuck you, kill you, and marry you.
I'll do better. I'll bring you Mitt Romney.
I don't think that will help, though. All right, BJ.
All right. Let me lay this on you here. George Takei, I would fuck.
Good answer.
Because he would love me. He would love my penis. I mean, he would stroke it. A gay guy would know how to take care of that kind of thing.
A gay guy would know how to handle the merchandise, huh?
Right. Okay, Mitt Romney, I would marry. Because Mormons don't drink. So the beer tab wouldn't be that high. Good call. Are you following my line of thinking here?
I smell what you're cooking.
I smell what you're cooking.
You smell what I'm cooking. And he wears special underwear that come up to his nipples. So I wouldn't have to worry about him. Like, I keep getting feedback. And the other guy would be gone.
The other guy would be, he would disappear.
Yeah, I can't say the name or anything, but.
All right, so what we're going to do here is we're going to disconnect Skype and then get back on. But in the meantime, we are going to have a little ditty here by the man himself, Lone Wolf. And, you know, he got here after driving 8 hours, and I was like, he's like, oh, play something. I was like, are you sure, man? You've been driving for 8 hours. And the sacrifices this good guy makes. So in spirit of Peter being back in our graces, and it looks like he's staying here, right? Is that what's going on?
I don't know.
I keep asking in the chat and then looking away. So so we're going to disconnect. And Bruno, what song are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play an old cover about a chicken.
About a chicken.
This is called Cluck O' Hen.
All righty. Let's see how it goes. We didn't set up too well beforehand.
For the railroad man, sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes not for the whole damn crew. My old head, she's a good old head, laying eggs for the railroad man, sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes not for the whole damn crew. Clug old hand, clug and claw, ain't letting it says where that's for. Clug old hand, clug and say, ain't letting it says where that's free. Next for the railroad man, sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes not for the whole day crew. Clug old hand, clug and sing, ain't letting it says wait last spring. Clug old hand, clug and claw, ain't letting it says wait last fall. Clug old hand, clug and claw, ain't letting it says wait last fall. Clug old hand, clug and sing, ain't letting it says wait last spring. Clug old hand, clug and claw. And then it says way less fall. Plug old hand, plug and say. And then it says way less ring. Plug old hand, plug and claw. And then it says way less fall. Plug old hand, plug and say. And then it says way less ring. Plug old hand, plug and claw. And then it says way less fall. Plug old hand, plug and say. And then it says way less ring.
Woo! The one and only Lone Wolf, who had his audience behind him. Awesome, awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bruno.
My pleasure.
I got to make them see. I got to call. Let's call BJ back and see what they thought. I don't know. This is what happens when you do live. You got to do a lot of editing at the end. Hey, folks.
Hello.
How did you like the Jammy Jam by the Banjo Man?
It was very nice. I liked it a lot.
We love songs about chickens.
Yeah, we sure as hell do.
Chicken. I love chicken.
I like chickens, too.
Bruno, thank you very much, sir, for
playing.
Got
it, man. My pleasure. Anytime, you know it.
All right. Well, we're winding down here at another episode of IBWIP. And look at that, we're on schedule.
Yes.
Ain't that some shit?
That's strange.
Yeah, we gotta fuck this thing up quick. Right.
Oh, I gotta tell you the story. That'll fuck it up later. Okay. So let's go. Cole, can you be so kind as to go over the IBWIP schedule we got going on?
I suppose I can. You'll owe me later, though.
You know it, girlfriend.
All right, this episode will be released as a podcast on 11/9, and episode 74 features an interview with T. Jr. of the Honky Tonk Hustlers, and that will be released 11/16.
And in the meantime, take a look at pictures of T. Jr. and then take a picture. Look at pictures of me. Just it'll help you. It's kind of like doing homework for the interview. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
And then episode 75 will be recorded on 11/19 and released as a podcast on 11/23. And finally, episode 76 features an interview and a performance from the IBWIP studio with Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy. And that will be released on 11/30.
Yes, and that one will also have on our Pia Vision YouTube page, we'll have the video of the performance as well as the interview. So check that out.
Awesome sauce.
So what do you guys think of this releasing something every week?
I like it. I still haven't got to listen to the interview that was released on Friday. I've been a very busy little boy, but I shall probably tomorrow at work.
Do you think it makes the show go quicker, but it still focuses on the interviews as well? you know?
Yeah, I like it because, you know, sometimes like the comedy's really good. Like I noticed in the old episode, sometimes the comedy's really good and it almost seems like the interview kind of got in the way of the comedy. But then there was other times where you go, come on, I want to get to the interview. I want to hear the interview.
I want to
play it first, damn it.
Yeah.
When's Lester going to be on?
Right, right. Well, so I think it's the best of both worlds. It should make everybody happy. I'm sure there's dumb folks that don't like it, but...
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck the 13 people that don't like this show. Oh, I'm sorry. That's 1,300 people that don't like this show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe, since I have Bruno here, maybe tomorrow he will be nice enough to do an interview.
Ooh.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
Absolutely.
We'll see. I put him on the spot. See, there was thousands of people listening, and he had to say yes. That's how you work it.
Nice.
All right, so I'm going to tell my story before BJ makes his makes the big announcement for IBWIP. Because the story kind of goes along with it. Now, when you're in a relationship with a podcasting guy, there's not a lot of personal information that stays personal, right? I pretty much say everything. And it gets me in trouble from time to time. And I'm pretty sure this story is going to get me in trouble too. But it's called sacrificing for the good of IBWIP. So last night was Sunday. We did Sunday Night Roundup. Every Sunday night after Sunday Night Roundup, you know, that's kind of my night, if you know what I mean. It's like I'm on fire. You know, I got to go with it. So I take my awesomeness upstairs.
Nice.
Can you see where this is going?
Oh, my.
So in case Molly never lets me talk to you guys ever again, it was awesome knowing you guys. So we get up into bed, and I start putting my good moves in. You know, I'm being Mac, you know. I'm being Rico Suave. Well, it wasn't happening. It wasn't working very well. So she said, I need some romance. So I said, okay. So I proceeded to say, okay, well, I'll give you a pet name. So I called her Puddin. Hey,
Puddin.
Girls don't think that's romantic.
Nope. Really?
I said, honey, I said, but then you'll be my Puddin. I'll be your pop. And we'll be a Puddin pop.
You are smooth.
So then I proceeded, since that wasn't working, I proceeded to turn on my charm, which I have about 10% of in my body. And I started talking like Bill Cosby.
Oh, God.
And I said, oh, come on, Molly. You got to get the Puddin pop. My little Puddin pop. Let's do some.
And you don't even do a good Bill.
I know. But he's gonna end up being Spanish at the end. Because
that's romantic, right?
Yeah. That's why I should have did my Bruno imitation. That would have worked.
Right.
Hey, baby. Doesn't work? So
they all leave.
They all leave in the end, Bruno, anyway. It doesn't matter if you have moves or not. Molly is soon to be walking out this door probably as we speak. So, needless to say, I broke her down. I continued to be ungodly retarded until she decided to set me up. Give it a hurt. I said, hey, we got to do it tonight. Bruno's coming tomorrow. Oh, so,
yeah, you don't want to do it in front of people that you know in bands.
Right.
Don't the ignorant sons of bitches do that kind of shit.
Don't mind me, man. You do your thing.
No, wait. Sunday night, oof, I'm tired after that. It takes me till Thursday. Don't worry. So that leads us into something that BJ's going to make an announcement on.
All right. There's going to be a new show produced by IBWIP, and it's called Here's Your Pillow, There's the Couch. The show is a half an hour relationship debate show that will be filled with laughs and friendly battle of the sexes. This sounds like a fucking board game, Blake. Do you do descriptions of board games too? Like Battleship, engage the enemy on this two-player roundabout, whatever.
Take skill and intensity. Only you can save
fucking
the country.
Guess.
Yeah, and a lot of guessing. H7.
All right. That's you what we sunk my battleship.
That's what we should do for the next episode is just for the whole episode at
just
random.
Call
just
call out shit.
Just call out battleship grid numbers.
That would be enthralling. Maybe we should play chess online too. But anyway, look for the for episode one at the beginning of December.
Now, Coley, how long do you how many episodes do you think before Molly actually kicks me out of the house?
I don't know. It's probably going to be like two.
So it's just going to be you and Malls?
Yeah, it's just going to be me and Malls discussing relationship and, you know, and debating the woes of couple's life.
This is a bad idea, Blake.
Bruno's looking at me like, why would you do that? He's like, I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think so either. I'm backing Bruno on this one.
He's a masochist.
Yeah, I like to punish myself.
You just find more ways to get yourself in trouble than anybody I've ever met in my life.
Wait. Whose idea was it?
It was my idea.
Oh, then you're doomed.
I'm doomed to fail.
But it's been nice knowing you, Blake.
I love you guys.
Yeah, I love you too. You're a brother to me, and you know, if you need somebody to, you know, officiate the funeral, I will gladly do it.
Will you do my eulogy?
Yes, I will. I will do your eulogy.
How would it start with
Blake was a good man, but not a smart man.
That's pretty good.
He was hung like a paintbrush, not like a thermos. I got nothing else right now.
You gotta give him a little time.
At least you're staying factual.
He was hung like a Clark bar, fun size.
Oh, 100 grand, fun size.
Oh. Well, Bruno, this is the time of the show where we see that it's really, really getting to where it's no good can come of it. So I first want to say thank you very much for playing and for being here.
It was a pleasure and an honor. Thank you for having me, Blake. It's always cool to hang out with you.
See, it's one of those things, like, he's been with me for like two hours now, so it's still fun. Like,
right.
Like Wednesday morning, he'd be like, don't you have to be at work?
Oh, no, Bruno could tell you a story about the craziness of dogs that he had to deal with the other day.
Yeah, at least you don't have 10 dogs.
That was actually kind of fun.
They're better than people most of the time.
Who had 10 dogs?
My father.
Coley's dad.
And he got to meet my dad and stepmother, my half-sister and half-brother, just so he could come and see the boys.
Yep.
How sweet is that? He
it was nothing.
Grinned and bared the whole time just so he could see Liam and Sean.
I wanted to see those little guys. They got big too.
I know. They're
big guys.
They're gonna be working security at Christie Fest next year. That's how they'll be.
Liam definitely.
Jobs.
Cold Beer Coley, as always, your beauty and your witty charm make this show worthwhile.
Oh, I'm blushing.
And we love you very much.
I love you too, Blake.
Amish BJ, the one and only, yes. My brother from another mother. Thank you very much for hanging out and doing the show with us. As always, I know my emails and all my wants and needs. Bruno, you had it easy. Normally, if you're a guest host on here, you have 37 tasks to do. And so you got out of having to do all the harder stuff.
I don't like to work too much.
So, BJ, thank you very much, my friend.
No problem. Thank you, Blake. And great hearing you, Bruno.
Yes, you too, Beach and Coley. Much love. Hugs to you guys.
Yes, we miss you already.
It's only been a week, and we miss you.
For sure, guys.
And thanks to everybody on the chat for coming and spending another Monday night with us as we make ourselves look like, well, I guess I'm the only one that looks like a buffoon.
Now, I think I may have said some things tonight that probably will be used at a trial at some point. it's not a good episode unless you do. I'm sorry. You got to go all out for these things.
Right. I mean, how can I top getting... I got two letters from lawyers since I've been doing this. What?
Or right. Wait. And we're probably going to get a little visit from Black Sedans.
Right. So to me, that's like you always got to one-up it. You always got to be fresh. So
yeah, very true.
Lawyer letters don't do nothing for me. Cold beer?
Yes.
You are the queen of the double D's, so give us a shout out what's going on.
I'm playing with them now.
Oh, don't.
Oh, what? Huh? All right. You are going to hear the Chicken Song by Mr. Roger Allen Wade. And the second one in my double D's is Hamlet Chicken Plant Disaster by Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon.
Yeehaw.
Good choice.
Bam.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you all.
Thanks, dudes.
Love you, Bruno. Love you, Blake. Good night, love guys. You, chatties.
You know what time it is?
I don't know what time it is. What time is it?
It's time for the chicken song. All right. And chicken wakes up to a new world every day. Far as the chicken's concerned, everything's a-okay. Ah, chicken, don't worry about nothing but clucking and the price of eggs today. And don't worry much about that. 'Cause what the farmer don't snatch before she can hatch, all the weasel gonna steal them anyway. Ah, chicken wakes up to a new world every day. You reckon a chicken ever finds herself fretting about getting old and ugly and fat? I know a chicken's kind of dim, but I'm going out on a limb, and I'd say a chicken's smarter than that. Hell, a chicken's just happy being one of them chickens that ain't one of them chickens in every pot. You know, a chicken knows half of being happy is just being happy with what you got. Another half of being happy is just being happy no matter what. People, life is short, time's a ticking. If you want to live like a king, got to think like a chicken. Oh, and a chicken wakes up to a new world every day. Far as the chicken's concerned, everything's a-okay. Ah, chicken, don't worry about nothing but clucking and the price of eggs today. That's eggs, A-G-G-G-G-G-S, and don't worry much about that. 'Cause what the farmer don't snatch before she can hatch, all the weasel gonna steal them anyway. Ah, chicken wakes up to a whole new world every day. Poor old chicken don't get no respect. They're either swiping her eggs or frying her legs or trying to wring her neck. Well, a chicken understands her position and knows in this current condition it ain't gonna change, so she made a decision to roost every evening in the rusted out chassis of a beat up Chevrolet. And just wake up to a new world every day. Yodelay. Oh, chicken wakes up to a whole new world every day. Far as the chicken's concerned, everything's a-okay. Ah, chicken, don't worry about nothing but clucking and the price of eggs today. And don't worry much about that. 'Cause what the farmer don't snatch before she can hatch, hell, the weasel gonna steal them anyway. A chicken wakes up to a new world. A chicken wakes up to a new world. Our chicken butt wakes up to a new world every day. Oh, chicken wakes up to a whole new world every day. All right. Yeah, chicken wakes up to a whole new world every day.
Steinstorm Radio. Independent and totally unaffiliated.
That's right, folks. Like the boy said, you can come on over to www.silencestormradio.com. And once you're there, you're right there on our live page where you hear us play some fine tunes. And you listen to us yap your ear off. And then if you look above that, we have a bunch of tabbies that has a calendar page. And that shows you any special events that we are going to be having.
And there's also a show page, which shows you descriptions of the shows and their times. And then we also, last but not least, have a contact page where you can get a hold of us and let us know how we are doing and give us feedback. We love your feedback. I should know.
Chicken plant burst into flames. People trampled, mashed and burned up just to keep the profit margin one iota higher. Everybody gotta work in this world. Some people lucky, some folks ain't. That bastard. Take a little look at the chicken plant workers' remains.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.